opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Let's go to the phone lines right now to be joined by Matt Evans. He is with Channel 9 News. Happy to have him on the show to talk about all of this stadium news. Matt, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Carrington. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Let's start with this. What was your reaction to the letter that we received yesterday from Mark Donovan?
You know, I've said this before. Nothing will surprise me anymore when it comes to this stadium back and forth between Kansas and Missouri and where we've been at for the past couple of years. So it wasn't all that surprising to see another wrinkle in this whole plan. You know, I know a lot of us were hoping that we'd have some kind of resolution by that June 30th deadline because Kansas lawmakers had said, you know, we're really not too excited about extending past that deadline for the Kansas Star Bonds. Obviously, there's been a change of heart on that side, and they are planning to extend that at least through the end of the calendar year, as you heard Ty Masterson say earlier on your show. And really what this means is that the teams are still working through extremely difficult, very complicated proposals in both Kansas and Missouri. They still feel like both are obviously an option, and they want even more time to try and flesh all that out.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Evans, getting his reaction to the letter that we saw yesterday from Mark Donovan of the Kansas City Chiefs. We led the show with this earlier, and I'm curious to get your opinion. I think the letter is really a matter of perception, depending on what side of state line you're on. If you're from Kansas, you can read that and feel like, man, we're really close to getting a deal done. They're about to build new Arrowhead Stadium. If you're on the Missouri side, there's just a lot of things missing. I mean, the Chiefs don't really make a commitment to going over there, just that they want to keep conversations going and that they want a little bit more time to do it. I feel like the letter doesn't really change the fact that nothing has really changed in this conversation in the last 90 days, it feels like.
I think you're spot on there, Carrington. I mean, nothing really has changed all that much between Kansas and Missouri, especially since that Missouri offer came out a couple of weeks ago through the special session. And you're right. It's depending on what lens you look at it through. Even speaking to lawmakers on the Missouri side, some were shocked by that letter. Some were disappointed by it. But others, like the Missouri governor, says, hey, this is not all that bad of a thing for Missouri because this proves that our offer was competitive enough that the Chiefs and the Royals still want to keep on looking. You heard Ty Masterson say the Royals verbally asked for an extension as well. So some Missouri lawmakers were saying, hey, the whole reason there's even an extension is because we acted through the special session to make our offer. And that means that the Royals and Chiefs are still weighing all of that. And you have to remember, too, I mean, that Missouri offer didn't come to fruition until a couple of weeks ago, right before this June 30th date that people have been talking about. And in fact, in the governor's office's statement yesterday, his spokesperson said that now it's up to kind of the local folks to do things. We're going to see Kansas City, obviously, take the lead on the Royals, and I think Jackson County will likely come up with something for the Chiefs, because I think the Chiefs have been pretty much consistent that they will want another vote if they wind up staying on the Missouri side.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the only way you can be really disappointed by that letter if you're on the Missouri side is you were just expecting the Chiefs to come out and denounce Kansas and make a commitment to Missouri. I mean, the Kansas option is a very attractive offer and a very viable one. I understand why the Chiefs are entertaining a brand new stadium, a brand new practice facility, new events, and multi-use stadiums. Like, I didn't think that the Missouri offer, and now in 3 weeks they're completely done with Kansas. To me, the Chiefs are doing what you're supposed to do. Hey, we're weighing our options in business. We're talking to this side or we're talking to this side, and we're trying to gather all the information that we need to make the right business decision, and not just for next year. We're talking about a 20, 25, maybe even longer year choice that they're dealing with right now.
Yeah, these are generational decisions, Carrington. I mean, you're right on there, because – they're not just thinking about staying a few nights at the Holiday Inn. They are building a stadium or renovating a stadium that will be there for 30 years up to. You know, I mean, these are huge, massive decisions for these franchises and for our region, too, that will completely transform areas. I mean, when you think about all the levels of government and business and development and all of these different people and organizations that have to be involved in these kinds of deals and processes, these are some of the biggest deals that we'll likely see in our lifetime. So I think it makes sense that they need some more time to really try and figure out exactly what they want to do. I know a lot of people are frustrated with that. A lot of people want some resolution. They were hoping for some resolution next week, because we have been talking about this for a very long time. I've been reporting on it for years now, but also the reason I've been reporting on it for years is because it is a huge issue with a whole lot of moving parts.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Evans. He is with Channel 9 News, just getting his thoughts on the letter yesterday from Mark Donovan. Matt, do you feel like we're close? Because the teams, the lawmakers, they've been saying we're close for 6 months. It doesn't feel like we're very close in this aspect.
I guess it depends on how you measure that close, right? I mean, are we close that we're going to have an answer in 6 months? I would hope so. Are we close we're going to have one in 6 days? Obviously not. I mean, I think that there has been a lot of back and forth between the teams and the states. And I think they are still trying to really figure out what the final offer looks like. And I don't think they've gotten to the final offer yet, especially not in Kansas. You clearly saw that in Mark Donovan's letter that he wrote to the Senate president. So, I mean, I don't think that we are close in this matter of days or weeks. I think we're at least a few months out from having this thing all wrapped up. And even then, it wouldn't surprise me if it keeps going. I mean, this is – at some point, a decision has to be made. And we've heard that time is of the essence because, I mean, it truly is. If you're building a new stadium and you want it done by 2031, you've really got to have some stuff wrapped up here in the next year or so. So, I mean, it's not going to be going another 5 years. But, I mean, another 6 months, easily that could happen.
It feels to me, at least it felt before this letter, it felt like the tide was kind of turning a little bit. Like, there was a stretch there where it seemed overwhelming that the Chiefs were going to go to Kansas. And then I would say in the last week, you started to hear more people say that the Chiefs are leaning towards renovating Arrowhead. Why do you feel like it has been such a shift in energy back and forth over the last 30 days or so?
I mean, it's the Chiefs right now are weighing that decision. And it's one that we've talked about a lot, right? It's build a new big shiny stadium or create Arrowhead into Lambeau. And I think we also see a little bit of Mark Donovan and Clark Hunt in this. Clark obviously loves Arrowhead Stadium. It's the place his father built. He's tied to that tradition a lot. And we've also heard Mark Donovan speak about the positives of having a new stadium out in Kansas. So, I mean, that might be some of this as well, as Clark and Mark are trying to figure this out, as they're both the leaders of this organization. I think they're having very, very productive conversations even amongst themselves about the pros and the cons of all of these things. Because for the Chiefs, it's you see both sides, right, of what's positive and on either Kansas or Missouri. As far as how the tide has been turning, I mean, I think just that Missouri in the last 30 days has come together with an
opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Offer for the Chiefs and made it certainly much more attractive for them to stay. I think that's made them take a closer look at what a plan would be to renovate Arrowhead. And, you know, I think when they have those plans and final offers, they're going to have to figure it out, which one is going to be the best for our organization, for us as an ownership group, and ultimately for the team in the region too.
I do want to get to the Royals here coming up in just a bit. I guess let's focus on the Chiefs for this question. What percentage chance do you give a vote being on the ballot in November where the purpose of this is to raise money for the renovation of Arrowhead? Because it seems like, and just based on all the reporting, that that's the only way that they stay where they currently are. They're going to need a public vote for more tax money, and the purpose of that money is going to be to go towards the renovation. How likely, how possible do you think that is to get that on the ballot here in, what, 5 months?
Now, I don't know if it's going to happen in November. The chair of the Jackson County Legislature said earlier this month that he envisioned a vote at the earliest coming in April of next year. So he didn't completely rule out a November vote. But also, if we're talking about getting something on the November ballot, the deadline for that's in August. So the Jackson County Legislature would have to start getting its act together to figure out how they want to word it, exactly what it's going to be. Is it going to be 3/8 cents that the Royals and Chiefs were splitting for so long? Is it going to be a different ask? Is it going to be a different proposal? And they want to have those things buttoned up sooner rather than later, because we saw in April of 2024 kind of this back and forth between the legislature and the teams and all the last-minute negotiations. And I know everyone involved wants to avoid that. So the longer we go without any movement from the legislature, the less and less likely that November vote is. But I do think you push it out till April. The deadline to get on the ballot, I think, would be in January. That certainly gives them some more time to do it. I don't know how likely a November vote is. I think an April vote is much, much more likely. But a November vote, it could happen. If you say, I got to put a percentage on it, maybe 25% it happens in November.
Let me ask you this, and I don't have the answer to this, and maybe you do have the answer to this. Who is in charge of the Jackson County conversations? Because one person, I guess both sides, have kind of viewed as a detriment to these conversations, and they both have been very outspoken about this person. The other person who you think could potentially be in charge, he has been in the news over these last couple of months for everything other than politics. Who is manning these conversations for Missouri right now?
Yeah, so Frank White, Jackson County executive, has said that he is in negotiations with the Chiefs, but he has signed an NDA, and he has not said anything further than that. He said that we're talking, not saying anything else. So he's been very tight-lipped about that. So I do think that the county executive is involved in some regard with at least the Chiefs. I don't know if he's involved in that regard with the Royals or not, but it really comes down to the Jackson County Legislature. The chair of the legislature is Daron McGee, and he can kind of steer the ship in a certain direction. And he was very instrumental in getting the stadium proposal on the ballot in 2024 as well. So, and he was in negotiations with the team too. So as far as who is kind of leading those negotiations, I think probably both Frank White and Daron McGee are probably both at least has a working knowledge, both of them, about exactly what needs to happen. Because I do think too, Jackson County will want to be, if they can be, on the same page with this, because a lot of that infighting that we saw in 2024, it didn't help. It did not help things in Jackson County. If they can get on the same page or not, now that's a whole nother story.
Matt, if you're telling me that Frank White is at the helm, I'm just preparing for them to move to Kansas.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if he's at the helm. I don't know. I know he says he's talking and he has an NDA, but there hasn't been a whole lot of information coming out of the Jackson County legislature recently. So I don't know where they are with that. You know, there's been no movement as far as ordinances or as far as introductions or as far as any hearings or anything like that. Certainly nothing publicly. But I would think that because this Missouri bill does require local contributions, it says it right there in plain language, significant local contributions. Chief lobbyist testified that would be in the form of a Jackson County vote. That is the next step for the chiefs, is to go to Jackson County and say, okay, this is what we're going to want. How can we get it on the ballot?
Right now, we're talking to Matt Evans for a few more minutes here. He is with Channel 9 getting his thoughts on all things stadium. If I let's say I give you a free $1 million right now, which team do you think announces their intentions first? Do you think it's the Royals or the Chiefs?
Oh, oof. Oh, man. That's tough. Just as far as Kansas or Missouri or an actual location. I'm going to say the Royals. And I don't have anything to back that up with. It's just a feeling. I don't think I'm going to win the $3 million.
No, that's perfectly fine. Because I asked that question because, and we just played this audio clip a couple of days ago, the one thing I have noticed about Missouri is they keep, I think, beating it over the head of, hey, we don't need public approval to build this stadium. We can move this money from over here. We already got this, the money from Missouri. We can kind of move some stuff around, and we think we can get this through. Ultimately, the Royals, to me, are just like, there's one plan that I think gives the Royals everything they said they wanted 2 years ago. We can get you a downtown stadium. We can come up with the funding. We can do all of these things. It's just, it's very difficult for me to think that John Sherman is going to pass up on the plan that ultimately offers him everything that he said he wanted.
Yeah, and you know what? The very first time I ever interviewed John Sherman when he bought the team, he talked about downtown baseball. That has been a goal of his for years now. So, I mean, and when we talked to Quentin Lucas, I talked to him on Tuesday this week. He said, you know, the ultimate plan was to have downtown baseball. There's been a lot of talk about that, but I think when the chips are settled, we're still going to have downtown baseball in Kansas City. So, I certainly think that is a proposal that they are weighing right now and trying to figure out how the financials work of it. But I do think there's something to be said for that. When the owner has been talking about downtown baseball for years, and if there's a viable plan to get downtown without a public vote at that, I think that'd be hard to turn down.
I would ask you how close do you think we are to a resolution, but I don't want you to lie to me, Matt, so I appreciate you coming on the show today.
You are welcome. I'd say we're not close. We ain't close. We got a while after this, man.
Absolutely. That is Matt Evans joining us on the show today. Thanks, Matt. I appreciate you.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.